Looks as though Argyle are going to see out the remaining few seconds to pick up their fifth successive win, and what a fantastic achievement that is.
And they do it, their sixth away win of the season, five on the bounce for Argyle as the final whistle goes here at Dean Court. Plymouth Argyle's resurgence at the top of Division 2 continues. They had to survive an onslaught in the second half against Bournemouth in these dreadful conditions. You have to credit both sides for doing as best they could to make an afternoon's entertainment of it. But we saw two goals that were just incredible. And you couldn't repeat them if you tried. On 23 minutes, Paul Watson, after a defensive mix-up caused in the main by Marino Keith, chasing down a pass that's was aimed for the goalkeeper. Mossin and Mayer were undecided. Mayer then eventually clearing downfield, and Paul Watson lashing onto it from 40 yards. The ball literally sailed into the Bournemouth goal to give Argyle the lead. And then 4 minutes before the break, David Norris inside the penalty area hit the ball with his left foot, struck the top of the crossbar, and then sailed into the air, bounced back down inside the 6-yard box with the goalkeeper Moss just out of contact with everything that was going on around him as far as his bearings were concerned, and then the ball viciously taking a spin to take it into the Bournemouth goal, and that gave Argyle all 3 points this afternoon. And with Queen's Park Rangers losing, it just gets better and better.
Well, the Argyle players have just been across to the far side to take the acclaim of the away fans, and just one name on the fans' lips there. They were singing Super Luke, Super Luke, and fantastic second half performance from Luke McCormick. Credit to Bournemouth, they just piled forward in the second half, battered away at the Argyle defence. The crossbar came to Argyle's rescue once. Luke McCormack, though, making three or four superb saves in that second half. Complete game of two halves, that horrible old football cliche, but boy was it that case this afternoon. Argyle had much the better of the first half, got those two goals. As it turned out, that freak David Norris goal, how important was that? If Argyle had had a one goal lead in the second half, it would have been very, very anxious, but they always had that cushion. Some good defending, Hasnael Joffrey in particular, hard working performances in midfield, Paul Watson doing very well again, Davin Frio easing his way back into the team. But you have to say that man of the match this afternoon, Luke McCormack. And you know, promotion winning teams, sometimes you have to really scrap out games, hang on, work hard. It's not always pretty, but you get the points, and Argyle have come to Dean Court today, got the 3 points, and if QPR have slipped up and been beaten at Meadow Lane, then 5 points clear at the top of the table, 23 games played, halfway through the season with a 5-point lead at the top of the table. Fantastic situation for Argyle.